This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on going small versus the grand strategy on immigration reform. Sitting in at the California field office are the House Majority Whip and Angelica Salas, the esteemed outstanding director of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, CHERLA. She was informed that the House would not take up the issue of immigration reform before the end of the year, virtually taking the rest of the air out of hopes that there might be Republican movement finally on this issue. With the midterm elections in Congress now on a one-year countdown, it's hard to believe that a change of heart is likely that will lead to real relief for all 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Talking to Chris Newman, the legal director of the National Day Laborers Organizing Network, NDLON, last week on Wage World on KBFFM, he was candid about the internal debate now being waged intensely within the immigration reform movement, about whether it was finally time to adjust strategies and go small rather than big on potential legislation. This has long been a debate at various levels since President Obama was first elected, an activist sense that the time for change might be imminent. 5 years ago, the D.C.-based Beltway voices prevailed over those arguing that more popular measures like a retooled DREAM Act for children brought to the U.S. by their parents might succeed, where more comprehensive reform was less likely. The subsequent courage of the Dreamers won them relaxation relief even without a real and permanent solution. Even Rick Perry, the right-wing Republican governor of Texas, has argued that not finding a solution for children is simply inhumane. Now talking to Chris, it was clear that the debate has once again focused on whether or not there are pieces of the reform mosaic that might be assembled if, as seems increasingly likely, the chances of comprehensive reform passing in both houses of Congress are remote. As interesting were the points Chris made about the president and the discretion he could still exercise through executive orders. Chris's point was essentially that if Obama could suspend deportations for young people so that they could move forward with their lives, then why could he also not use similar discretion to significantly reduce deportations of other immigrants that has now reached record levels under the Obama administration and its enforcement guidelines? There may have been a tactical reason for the administration to prove that they were tough on border control and deportations in exchange for a strategy of holding out for the full loaf of reform. But now that we're talking slices, what's the excuse for not simply easing back in specific areas involving particularly family separations, which could suspend deportation for millions as well? Additionally, Newman and I discuss the fact that California under Governor Jerry Brown was now leading on immigration reform. And given the fact that the strongest immigration reform groups were actually local, not national, like CHERLA in California, Casa de Maryland, and Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, ICIR, and the most dramatic fights are developing places on the front line, like Arizona, perhaps going smaller would also allow grassroots strength and anger to lead where lobbying was failing in Congress. Change is inevitable, and reform at whatever level and on whatever issues can get traction is needed immediately. So a new strategy may now be necessary to move the needle in steps, and even locally, while it's stuck in Washington. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.